Okay, let's jump right in. Here's something that really stood out to me. Saudi Arabia has, well, rocketed up the UN's Government Development Index. We're talking a jump of 25 places, landed them fourth globally.
Yeah, that's huge.
It really makes you realize the scale of digital transformation happening over there in the Middle East. It's seriously impressive, but maybe not what everyone expects.
Well, what's fascinating here is that this climb, it's not just, ticking boxes on a form. It really reflects a strategic, top-down commitment. You can see it in the investment, the policy focus on digital infrastructure, service delivery. It kind of signals a potential shift, actually, in the global digital landscape, where emerging economies can sometimes rapidly leapfrog the established players in certain areas.
Exactly. And that's precisely what we want to unpack today, this deep dive. We're exploring these big advancements in digital government and also AI that we're seeing in both Saudi Arabia and the UAE. We've got some really insightful analysis here that sheds light not just on what they're doing, but also how and importantly, why they're managing to make such rapid progress.
Right. And if you connect this to the sort of bigger picture, this isn't simply about getting the latest software or gadgets. It's more fundamental. It's about reshaping how these nations actually function, how their governments talk to citizens, and their long-term economic plans. So our mission today really is to understand the core drivers behind these digital transformation journeys. We want to pin down their distinct strategies and grasp the wider implications. For the Middle East, yes, but maybe beyond too.
Think of this as your shortcut to getting up to speed on a really significant, fast-moving story. So, okay, let's start with Saudi Arabia then. The analysis we have highlights this, well, consistent dedication to digital excellence.
Consistent is the word.
For the third year running, they've held the top spot in the MENA region, that's Middle East and North Africa, on the ESCWA e-government index. Scored a huge 96%. But like we said, that leap to fourth globally in the UN's EDDI, that's the really eye-opening bit.
Absolutely, that consistent top ranking regionally, plus that massive jump globally, it really points to a strategy that's sustained and, well, effective. It's clearly not a fluke. The source material really emphasizes this is fueled by a clear national vision. Vision 2030 comes up a lot.
Right, Vision 2030.
Strong leadership commitment right from the top, and crucially, a real effort towards cross-government collaboration, breaking down those old silos.
And that collaboration piece, that seems absolutely vital, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's actually a quote here from Ahmed Al-Suwaini, he's the governor of the Digital Government Authority.
Ah, yes.
He stresses the essential role of both AI and this kind of cross-ministry teamwork in basically transforming public services and, ultimately improving people's lives.
It does make you wonder, though. Government bureaucracy can be tough. How have they managed that level of collaboration?
Well, that's a key question. Our sources don't spell out the exact day-to-day mechanics, but the results, the consistent high rankings, they suggest a really strong central mandate and effective communication strategies, presumably. The focus on having one unified digital government platform probably helps a lot too. Streamlines things, gets different ministries pulling in the same direction.
That makes sense. So, with this strong foundation, how does it actually, make life better for the average person there? What's a tangible benefit?
Yeah, the analysis gives some really concrete examples. Citizens are getting much easier access to vital stuff. Think about things like getting e-prescriptions renewed without physically going to a clinic every time.
Oh, Sandy.
Or renewing your driver's license online with way less paperwork, and also the expansion of remote learning tools that's had a real impact on education access.
Yeah, those are everyday things. They add up, directly improving convenience, quality of life.
Yeah, and it sounds like the platform itself, the digital government portal, is built with the user in mind.
Very much so.
Described as intuitive, multilingual support. Really focused on making it a positive interaction.
Yeah, it's not just about having the digital services. It's about making them genuinely accessible and, frankly, easy to use for everyone.
And the numbers seem to confirm this user-centric approach.
They really do. The metrics are impressive. You're seeing things like 99% service availability,
Wow, 99%.
meaning the services are just there when people need them, and a 93% user satisfaction rate. That indicates people find them effective and easy to navigate.
That's very high satisfaction.
And then there's Riyadh. The city itself ranked number three globally for digital city services. That confirms this isn't just theory, it's delivering real results on the ground.
Okay, impressive stuff from Saudi Arabia. Now let's switch gears a bit. Let's look at the UAE. They seem to be carving out their own path, also very ambitious, but maybe more focused on being an AI-powered innovation hub.
That's a good way to put it. Their ambition is crystal clear. become a global leader, not just in AI, but in the wider tech landscape.
And the government commitment there is striking too, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, appointing a specific minister of state for artificial intelligence, that sends a very powerful signal about where their national priorities lie.
A dedicated minister, yeah.
And then you couple that with the huge strategic investments flowing through key players like D42 and ADQ.
Right, the big investment arms.
These are government investment vehicles specifically tasked with driving AI research, development, deploying advanced tech across different sectors. You see a very deliberate, very well-funded push.
And the money involved, it's really on another level. We're talking billions, right?
Billions, yes.
Yeah.
Going towards R&D, including cutting-edge areas like open source large language models, like their Falcon model.
Falcon, yeah.
These are foundational AI models made public to spur wider innovation. And also just building the really robust digital infrastructure needed to support all this tech advancement.
So it's not just buying off-the-shelf tech.
Not at all. There's a strong emphasis on building their own capabilities, fostering innovation from within the UAE, and actually contributing to the global AI knowledge pool. And you see this playing out at the city level, too. Look at Dubai.
Dubai's goal for 100% paperless.
100% paperless and fully automated government services. It's incredibly ambitious. A real drive for efficiency and tech integration.
At Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi is strategically investing in applying AI to solve big challenges. Things like improving healthcare, finding innovative climate change solutions, revolutionizing transportation.
It really does sound like the UAE is deliberately creating this ecosystem, an environment designed to pull in top global talent and actively nurture cutting-edge innovation.
Positioning themselves as a global center where the future of tech is being actively built and tested out. Yeah.
Which, you know, brings up an interesting point. You've got both Saudi Arabia and the UAE making these huge strides. How different are their approaches, really?
Yeah.
And I guess, does the region need two digital powerhouses?
That's a great question. The analysis we're looking at suggests that while, yes, both are super ambitious, their core strategies are actually quite complementary. They seem to be playing to different strengths, different long-term goals.
Okay, so complementary how? It sounds like Saudi Arabia's main focus is maybe that broad national infrastructure.
Exactly. Reaching every single citizen across the whole kingdom with reliable, high-quality digital services. It's about achieving massive scale, ensuring accessibility for the entire population, creating a digitally empowered society nationwide.
Breaking scale.
The UAE, on the other hand, seems more focused on becoming that global innovation testbed, attracting the top researchers, the developers, really building intellectual property, specialized expertise in advanced tech, especially AI.
So aiming to be right at the forefront of the breakthroughs.
Oh.
And their application.
Precisely. They want to be where new tech happens and gets put to use.
And the interesting thing, maybe, is that their shared commitment to this whole digital transformation thing actually ends up strengthening the entire Middle East region.
Well, yes, it fosters a really dynamic ecosystem. You get healthy competition, which naturally drives standards up for everyone involved.
So not necessarily a zero-sum game. Their progress can actually boost each other.
Exactly. It can be mutually reinforcing. And this all points to something much bigger, a fundamental long-term transformation. This goes way beyond just convenient online services or fancy apps. It's deeply tied into their national visions, you know, Saudi Vision 2030, UAE Centennial 2071.
Right, those long-term plans.
These aren't just tech upgrades. They're about building the foundations for diversified, knowledge-based economies. Economies that can compete globally and are, well, ready for the future.
So both nations are essentially making these huge strategic long-term bets. Investments in their people, better services, new economic opportunities, a connected future for everyone.
Absolutely. What we're really witnessing here is a significant regional shift. These advancements, they aren't just isolated local success stories. They represent a broader move towards global leadership in these really crucial areas, digital government, AI. They're setting a new benchmark for ambition and, importantly, execution.
Yeah, you can really see that. The work being done in cities like Riyadh, Jeddah, Dubai, Abu Dhabi today, it feels like it's genuinely going to influence how smart nations everywhere operate and deliver services in the coming years.
They're not just playing catch up. In many areas, they seem to be setting the pace.
Definitely.
Which raises a really important final thought for you, the listener, to maybe mull over. Given these distinct yet complementary approaches to rapid digital transformation we're seeing in Saudi Arabia and the UAE, how might this dynamic play out globally? Could it create unexpected opportunities or perhaps even challenging on a global scale in the years ahead?
Interesting question.
Think about areas like future international collaborations in tech development or the intensifying global competition for the best AI talent. And even the bigger ethical questions around how different nations choose to deploy advanced AI in governance. It's a really fascinating and pretty important space to keep a close eye on.